Okay, where do you want to start? Say, with the two documents, say the one from Catherine and yours, André, or Yingam, or...
Yeah, well, actually, since I missed the call last time, I think I understood the card, or what it can you do that, André?
I'm sorry, Yingam, I almost couldn't hear you. Could you repeat it, please?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Since I missed the call last time, I was wondering if you could start.
Oh, sure. Buck, I think you're right. We should, because I believe we had a deadline, which is past now. It was something like 26th of May to finish all those documents. And I must say, I'm quite a little bit late, and I didn't see much emails from the others. So maybe we could just recap what's done and what has to be done. If you can do that.
So, say, to my knowledge, just a recap of where we are, I think. Say, to my knowledge, we now have, the summary of the harms list. So that's a basic document.
Right.
Sorry? Yeah, so that's one. Say, the second thing is that Catherine and Mo have done some analysis of some of the listed CCTLDs with wildcards. André has done some mapping and testing as well, and which he just sent. Probably these two documents need to be merged one way or the other. The third thing we've done until now, and that was probably, it's not very obvious, but I can do after this call is we looked at, and that was the result of Catherine's mapping exercise, is it showed that some of the CCTLDs who were on Kim's list, or she found a CCTLD who is not on Kim's list. Say, what I've done as well, and that was included, what I forwarded to a small group, is, Jaap Akkerhuis from Anelnet Labs did some testing as well. So Gabi, after a previous call, asked Kim and included Jaap in the CC and Catherine, we have these different results. And the interesting bit is probably both Jaap and Kim agreed that, the testing they've done, so identifying wildcarding and redirection, can't be done on a very scientific basis. So my conclusion from that, and that's maybe something for the working group as well, is for the working group to consider, is it is not clear what is actually measured and how to measure or how to identify wildcarding and redirecting CCTLDs. There is no uniform or identification method. So whatever we do as a working group, and that is my conclusion, privately, but maybe that's something for the working group to consider, is that, we've been focusing on those identified by Kim, and probably there are some others out there who use other methods of wildcarding which haven't been identified. So focusing on the limited group as we've done with the working group is one thing, and we learned a lot from it, including, the reasons why some of the CCTLDs use it, but it's just a small portion of the potential CCTLDs who are using wildcards. So that's maybe something to ask ASAC, so the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, to look more into, so at least you have the communities do have a common understanding of how to identify wildcarding and everything else.
Yep.
Okay. So that's already, and I think that's something that should be noted as well. So what I'll do after we finish this call, I will I can forward, say, the email exchange to the whole list, so everybody knows this is happening. So that is where we are right now, I would say. And thirdly, and that's already, that needs to be compiled, is it, say, a listing of the reasons why some of the CCs use wildcarding. So, and that was probably, say, that's from Joel and
Bill.
They gave a very good overview why they have used it, and so that should be put in the document as well. Sorry?
And also the Vietnamese guys sent us a very good explanation why they are doing
that. Yeah, yeah. So it's maybe as a first step for right now is... We need a, say, consolidated overview of all the documentation we have, and I do have most of the documents. I can compile it this afternoon, later today, and send it to the group. And based on that one, maybe online we should start thinking about an outline for a final report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes
absolutely
sense. Yes. And I started out with the list that you suggested last time.
Yeah.
With starting with the executive summary and introduction and so on.
Yeah.
I actually had a question. Which CC was the one that Catherine found additionally? Found the
MP. MP.
Yeah.
Oh, .mp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
MP. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are some others out there as well. But what happens is, and that triggered the whole discussion between Kim and Yap, or not really discussion, because at the end they agreed, is that say, look, it depends very much from where you are, your method, and what are you looking for, what you will discover on wildcarding and redirection. And we can show some examples of say different methods leading to different results. So that needs to be say that's something to say. It's very clear there is wildcarding out there, and there is redirection out there, but there is no clear no clear method of identifying. And only if you have that, say, and you have the potential harms list, only if you have a clear method of identifying, then it's say the next steps are a policy or anything else is worth considering.
Yeah.
Otherwise everything will be on an ad hoc basis.
So Bart, can we come up with a list of mechanisms that we can use to try to identify the CCs?
I wouldn't do that. I advise this working group to to send it back to the ESSEC.
Okay. So, but I mean, with just that one additional example, or
No, it's based on the discussion, but I need to forward it to you. Say that's based on the discussion between Jaap and Kim. And say Andre and Catherine, were included in that email exchange, and probably you agree.
Yes, I agree because the discussion stated that there, you know, there was more than one way to test. And it's based really on a specific set of set of characters or principles, and there are other manners in which CCs engage in synthesis or redirection, and it doesn't technically qualify as wildcarding, although it is really the same thing philosophically or fundamentally. So they agree that they seem to agree anyways that there were more than just that list engaging in this type of behavior.
Yeah, and my read of that email exchange was that, say, the work we have been doing with the working group is it's very relative. So we've been focusing on a very minor set of issues, and even focusing on this one already produce some results, but it's absolutely not. To put it bluntly, it's almost anecdotal.
Yeah.
So if say based on this type of work, you can go either way with this. Say if you start making recommendations based on anecdotal evidence, then it's, say, the fundamentals for any policy is very weak.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that should be included as a note. So further, say, the harms list is one, and screaming about it, but there needs to be more factual underpinning of who's been using it and everything else. Before you enter into any policy, maybe take one step back. I think in order to have everybody on the same page again, it's the most useful thing is that to compile this consolidated overview of what we've been doing until now, and then see how we want, or the working group wants to present this to the CC&SO meeting. And probably given the, because it's anecdotal, you can put a lot in annexes, but it doesn't need to be a very huge report. Andre?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you're so quiet.
I'm just listening.
So,
if you didn't say anything wrong, I'm just silent then.
Okay. So what I'll do is, and then we can move forward. What I'll do is I'll send the overview. I'll compile it after this call. Send it to you, and based on that one, so everybody has it, and based on that one, maybe we start thinking about an outline for the document itself, and then somebody needs to start writing.
Somebody.
I'm available to write if anyone needs me. I'm definitely available.
Can you hear me?
But maybe Catherine, you and I can do some preparatory work and send it over the list.
Sure.
And see if we say what we can do on the list. Say once we've done that. Say either. Say in 1.5-2 weeks we're going to have say a final call.
Mm-hmm.
with the working group, so just prior, and then Jungham and Andre can put it into a PowerPoint presentation and we can publish it prior to the Brussels meeting.
That sounds good to me.
I can put it into the PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. Would that work for everybody?
Hello, sorry, I just to tell you that Andre was dropped off the call again, so he's not on it right now. Now he is again, I think. Andre?
I'm back.
You're back again, Andre. Are you in Dublin?
No, I'm in Prague in my office, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay, no, maybe I thought maybe at the centre meeting.
No, I don't go there usually.
So shall we try to have, say, a final call, so in 2 weeks' time?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. No.
Or maybe a day before. Jungham, when are you flying to, and Yoshiro, you will stay at home. Would that work for you as well, Yoshiro? So, Johan, when are you flying to Brussels? When do you fly in?
I actually have not made flight arrangements yet.
I don't start in Brussels meeting.
Definitely, but I plan to fly sometime around the 20th.
You intend to arrive, yeah, because then we have, say, in the morning we have the council workshop.
Right.
So that means you'll be flying around the 18th or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're flying this way. So either this probably the 16th is the wisest day if that would work for everybody, because then we still have, or maybe even on the 15th.
Bart, I'm free. It's Catherine here. I'm free June 15th all day, and in the morning June 16th.
Yeah. So if we tentatively schedule the next call on the 15th, would that work for everybody?
Yes.
I will be in San Francisco at that time, so I'll just for the time zone, but I'm okay with that.
So what, should we schedule it a little bit later than now? Would that work for you, Yoshiro?
Yes.
If we schedule it, I don't know, around 3 p.m. UTC. I think that would be 8 o'clock for you, Andre, then, in San Francisco.
Oh, for thanks. I'm just checking it. Okay, good.
Would that be good? Yeah, I think so. I'll double check all the time zones, but let's say 3 p.m. UTC.
Yeah. Would that work for you, Yoshiro?
My time for me.
It says 3 UTC, right?
Yeah. It's 9 hours time difference.
Bart.
Yeah?
I have a question.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I haven't sent the summary yet, but I'm working.
Can you hear me?
I was wondering if I should include .jp case.
Yeah, why not?
Because that JP had been redirecting because of the very similar reasons that KR is redirecting now. In JP there are no IE6 users, not many. They stopped in March of 2009.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay. So
it shows it's temporary.
Yes.
It is a resolve, so it's say like with KR, I assume that in time that will change.
Yes, as soon as the IE6 users dwindle off, then we will have.
Yeah, or an alternative means.
Right. Or resolving that.
No, but what it shows that, say, one CC makes the decision to continue it and the other ones stops for the same reason or for other reasons.
Yeah, because in .jp there were the IE6 users. There are not that many IE6 users.
Yeah.
In Japan anymore, but in KI we still have.
Yeah. So and it shows why one doesn't or why one stopped and why the other doesn't.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
yeah.
Also, I got information from Eric, ERG,
yeah.
About Colombian case. So I'll include that also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will send you that a little after.
Okay. Anybody else anything?
No.
Not me.
No? Okay. Then I think we're done for today.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Bob, for leading this call.
Yeah. Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Yeah. that's all for me for today. Okay, talk to you in 2 weeks and see you online.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.